Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Dr. John, and welcome to the one, the only Pop Culture Stars. It is so good to have everybody here with us. We have had, of course, some unusual acrobatics. Thank you, Dave Atwell, for the picture of the UFO and the Loch Ness Monster. Yes, Dave, that picture of the UFO and the Loch Ness Monster, that was exactly what was going on. You know what I mean?
Had to have been.
Yes, exactly right. So we're going to go ring around the group and say hello to everybody. First of all, Dave Atwell, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I am doing great, as Tony the Tiger would say. Everything's going fine. Good to be on the air. Doing the usual cigar, enjoying the adult beverage and some good company. Looking forward to tonight's broadcast.
That's good. Good. I'm being an adult too. With my vodka. Now, Todd, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing outstanding, supernatural, and I am ecstatic to be here.
I'm glad you are. I'm ecstatic to be here. It won't be long until Rob will be with us, and we'll have most of the full crew. Anyway, tonight, I wanted to say we have Hunter Roach. He is our guest. He is an arena football quarterback. He lives in Myrtle Beach, and I met him, and I immediately knew, Hunter, that I had a star when I met you, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. Yeah. Now, your name is Hunter. Todd was going to ask you a question right before we came on. I said, no, Todd, you just wait until we get on there and you can talk to Hunter. So what was your question? First of all, Todd, you have three nephews, right?
Well, yeah, on that particular, that brother's, his particular litter was three sons. So, yeah.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and go to the background here. We were just doing the pregame, if you will, in our audio blue room. And mentioned Hunter, reference that one of my nephews has the same middle name as his first name. In fact, my three nephews are Hunter, Fisher, and Trapper. And, he was a pretty solid icebreaker. We started chatting a wee bit. And then Hunter told me what his name was going to be, and I had a question. So, Hunter, take it away.
Yeah, well, I told him that my name was going to be Gunner, and he asked me why I was going to be Gunner. Well, when I'm from South Carolina, I'm from the country out in Spartanburg, and I grew up hunting with my dad, and ever since I had a gun in my hand. Yeah, I had a gun in my hand, and we'd go rabbit hunting all the time. Well, on February 25th. My dad was hunting. My dad was out hunting, and he called in. He called in and told him to name his son Gunner. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, we're here, Dave.
Yeah, he called. He called the hospital and told him.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Now, Hunter, start over. Start over. Called into the hospital. Okay.
Yeah, my dad called him to the hospital, and when I was born, before they put his name on the birth certificate, he asked to name me Gunner, and my mama was like, no, and then it ended up being Hunter instead of Gunner, and I want to think that maybe some static happened, because I don't know what I'd do if my name was Gunner, so I'm hoping he was like Hunter, and so my mom went with Hunter instead of Gunner.
Well, you know what would happen.
I did not know if that was going to be an outdoors thing, which obviously, that's based on where my nephews were going, or if it was a military thing. I was just, I was definitely curious about that. That would have been solid. In fact, I dare say my brother would fully have approved of that as an option.
Nice.
Okay, well, for whatever reason, Hunter, Gunner, whoever you are, no worries. That's a lot. whoever you are. Okay, so here's what happened. Because I'm all the time looking for guests, and I mean all the time. It's hard to find good guests. I mean, every once in a while you'll meet Anthony Pauling. Every once in a while you'll meet Liz, and she'll become a pop culture star. You'll meet Greg. And then I'm standing there. So you know, Carolina Caricatures has now moved inside the Gay Dolphin. Gay Dolphin Gift Cove, one of the biggest gift shops in the country. And so me, whenever I go in there, I start getting in sales mode and I start trying to talk to everybody. So I start talking to this guy. I said, "Hey, I'm John Stamey. We got the caricature stand over there." I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Hunter.
Hunter.
And nice to meet you." Yeah, not Gunner, but your name's Hunter. So then we start talking. I said, "What do you do?" He said, "Well, I just moved down here to Myrtle Beach, but really, I'm an arena football quarterback." And I put my hand on his shoulders. I said, "Stop. I need you on Pop Culture Stars. We've never had an arena football guy on the show, and I want to find out all about it." I met some of the guys from the Florence Havoc, because they're the very wonderful team, right, Hunter? They're the great team over in Florence, number one in this league. Now, what is this league called? Because you're in that same league with them. What is it?
Yeah, they're in our league. And the team I play for is the Carolina Cowboys of the AAL, the American Arena League. We branch all the way from New Jersey all the way down to Florida and Georgia, so it spans a little bit. We play our home games at the home of the champions, Clemson University.
Absolutely.
At Garrison Arena. Yeah, and we play in the we're the Cowboys, and we actually play in a rodeo arena. They transformed the rodeo arena into an arena football field.
Really?
I got to check
that out. Next time I go up to Clayton for the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. Anyway, the man, no myth, all great legend, Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling, is here with us now. How are you doing, Papa Stro?
Great to be back here with you guys. Been a really busy couple weeks, but things are doing good. Just a lot of things going on.
Well, we are glad to have you here. We have got Hunter Roach with us. We're having a good time. I think Justin has joined us. Justin, have you joined us?
Yes, I have. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you doing, Hunter?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good.
He's one of our regular guests.
I would definitely like to come when I decide to come to Myrtle Beach again. I would like to come and see you play.
Yeah,
I'd like
sure,
to see you
sure.
play
we're,
sometime.
I think
we actually play Havoc coming up the 30 or the this not this weekend, not next weekend, but next weekend we play at Havoc.
Oh,
so we'll be,
oh, two
we'll be down
weeks.
Here in Florence. 3 weeks.
So you, 3 weeks. So that's
yeah,
probably
May 31st. In May. Yes, May
31st. So that's probably like about from Myrtle Beach to Florence, that's probably like another hour or so.
Two.
The other way.
Oh, okay. I might have to come down. I might make a surprise trip and just surprise John, my buddy.
Well, John will be at the Lizard Man Festival, because Hunter is going to be at the Lizard Man Festival June 1st, that very next day. So I will be busy running the Lizard Man Festival, Hunter, but you can come on over, and we look forward to having you there as one of our guests, along with the star of the Lizard Man Festival, none other than Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling. Can't wait to have him there. Maybe Dave Atwell will be there. Todd, if you can get down from Indiana, we'd love to have you. I don't know if you can make Lizard Man this year, but maybe next time it'll be good. So, Hunter, get back to you. Tell us, how did this arena football thing start for you? Because obviously you played regular football before you played arena football, right?
Right. It all, like I was talking to you, you know, everything happens for a reason, and it all just kind of fell to me. And, you know, I'm thankful for the owner of the team, keep, you know, every year he was on me, hey, man, you know, you want to come out this year? You want to come out this year? But where he seen me first off was when I was 20 years old, I decided I wanted to play quarterback after all my years of playing tight end. And so I just got a confidence in myself. I watched other guys play, and I contacted a couple of local semi-pro teams back up in Spartanburg. And one team was quick to ask me. They was like, hey, man, you know, we're having a practice tonight. Come on out and let's see what you got. Well, I went out there, and from the jump, I just started talking smack to him. I was like, I'm the greatest. I'm the best there is. You know, call the play, go get the ball. And then so we went. So I ended up going up there and earning those guys' respect just by, you know, talking the talk and walking the walk. And, you know, we played against a team from Charleston, and that's where the Cowboys originated from, was Charleston. And he's seen what I could do, and then he just kept hounding me. And finally this year I signed a contract with the AAL to play football for the Cowboys this year.
Wow, that's really
pretty
well,
awesome.
That's great. That's great, and you're going to be – now, you are on the injured list because you got kind of hurt a little bit ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. We were playing in Macon, Georgia, and, you know, being the teammate I am, if team needs me, I'll go do it. And just so happens that we thought they was going to kick an onside kick during that game, so I told – you know, I got good hands, so I told Coach I'd go on, you know, kickoff return. And sure enough, they kicked the onside kick to me. And when I went jump up to catch it, a guy gave me a forearm to the ribs. And I have, you know, some strained oblique muscles, is what they want to call it, or bruised oblique muscles. So I'm out for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything's attached to that.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
No, it's just when you hit something like that, you don't realize how much everything's attached to that one part of your body until you hurt it.
Right.
And every time you sneeze, every time you cough, you know, even when you're reaching around to try to wipe when you're done with your business, it smarts.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I found that out the hard way. I couldn't even – every time I sneezed, it felt like somebody was just gut punching me.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Pretty much.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
we're glad you're getting better, and you'll be playing soon, and all that. Papa Stro, you're an expert on getting hurt. You've been hurt your fair share in wrestling, haven't you?
Nah, wrestling, football, I've dealt with pain all my life. Pain is my friend.
Oh, you were that's
forever
right.
Eternal.
You played football, didn't you?
Football, track and field. You name it, quite a few sports, actually, growing up.
Just an athlete. Just being an athlete. Athletes hurt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pain is weakness in the body.
Where did that come from, Todd?
Oh, that's one of the Marine Corps recruiting slogans.
Yeah, you guys really have it.
I still have some of those shirts.
Really? Well, that's cool. So now, Hunter, you were we were talking. Not only are you interested in arena football, but you're also looking to do some other athletics, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I play. You know, I played baseball last year, and I'm pretty much down to I'm down to do. You know, anything athletic, anything physical, anything adrenaline pumping, I'm down to do it. Besides jumping out of an airplane, I'm not jumping out of an airplane.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, will you jump from the bank of the Savannah River into a boat and go hunt lizard man with us?
Oh yeah, for sure. I am. I'm stoked about it. It'd be a great, great time.
Yeah, I will open up the invitation to all of the pop culture stars. We might be looking to go down and look for Lizard Man down on the Savannah River, just south of the Hartwell Dam. So I'll let you guys know, and if you want to come watch, see if we can find Lizard Man, we've got some folks with a FLIR night vision infrared camera, and we're going to see if we can find Lizard Man. Maybe before the Lizard Man Festival. I don't know, but I've seen some pictures now, and they're pretty shocking. So I'm glad that we may try to go down there and do it. So now, what was your first game like? Hunter, because you were, I know we all had a first professional game. What was it like?
Well, the first time I got in the game, we actually had guys go down hurt, so I ended up playing receiver, and that's what I played my whole life. And so when the first thing I noticed was how fast it is, man. Arena football, it's half the size of a regular football field. It's only 50 yards long, and there's no out of bounds. There's hockey walls all around it without the glass, so it's open area, and it's just it's a war from the line of scrimmage to 5 yards deep. It's a war, you know. Guys get knocked, helmets knocked off, threw over the wall, and if you catch the ball, watch out because you're gonna get hit. And I just was running into people. Like nobody wanted to get up close to me because I was a crazy man running around there. I'm just like, whoa, come and hit me, and nobody wanted a piece of that. They didn't want a piece of that.
I like it.
And you told me now how long does the arena football game last? Is it an hour, 45 minutes, 40 minutes?
Yeah, well, what's the rule? The rules of arena football is, you know, you have two 20-minute halves, or sorry, 20-minute quarters, four 20-minute quarters, and it's a running clock all the way down until the last minute of each half. So it's nonstop. Once you score, you got to hurry up and get the team out there, kick the field goal, kick it off, get the ball back. So at halftime, the scores are like 35-42 because it's a short field. Plus it's speed. It's just fast, fast, fast. And before you know it, the game's over with. So
that's cool. Now, do they have any kind of halftime festivities, or is it just straight?
Yeah, they got all kind of stuff, man. They usually got stuff. They got, you know, guys. Sack races, you know, who can throw the ball the farthest, and they give away promotions and stuff like that. We're the Carolina Cowboys are good with that. We give away stuff all the time. We're all in the community down there in Anderson and Greenville. And since I'm up here, I'm going to try to do a little bit up here too. So I'm going to try to get the community down here involved with the Carolina Cowboys.
Well, you already got one fan down here, which is me. So we'll see.
We'll see
if we can help you do that. I think that is a great. That's a great thing to be involved in, and we're really glad that you wanted to come on and talk to us because, of course, we talked about. Now, I have to say this: when we had technical difficulties earlier, now nobody will know we had technical difficulties because we did a restart. But Dave Atwell sent me a picture of a flying saucer above a dancing Loch Ness monster. Dave, thank you very much.
It was being ridden by Bigfoot. Don't forget that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bigfoot was riding.
That's exactly right. Bigfoot is always here, whether you think he is or not.
Right.
Yeah, I was just reading something. It's an article by an author I used to respect. And the article is called "How America Lost Its Mind," and it has a picture of Bigfoot and some UFOs. And I don't like that, man. You know, I already know I've lost my mind, but you don't have to remind me, do you, Dave?
Right.
Of course not. And until the world runs out of glow sticks, there's always hope.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Right,
and then
like
today.
That.
So when I met with Hunter, we met at this coffee shop down there on the boardwalk. And I always like to bring presents, so I brought him a copy of one of my favorite books. It's called Penetration. It's about alien, extraterrestrial, and human telepathy. Now, Dave, I'm pointing at you right now. I know that sounds like something you'd like to have a copy of. Right?
Just one of the aliens from Uranus. You know what I mean? It's
well, it's going to be it's absolutely magnificent. Hunter's going to find out all about the CIA, remote viewing, and how the moon is hollow.
Right.
So
now, I'm super stoked.
Do what?
I know the story on that one, Dr. John.
No, you just have to get the book Penetration by Ingo Swann. So today, maybe I made a mistake, but I gave my surgeon a copy of the book. And he looked at me, he looked at the book, he said, am I really supposed to read this if I'm going to ever have to operate on you? And I said, well, of course. He said, well, I may have to find you another surgeon. I'm just going to read it anyway. So it's going to be great. So, you know, we always have to have an angle. We always have to get Bigfoot, UFOs, and aliens, and the extra. We got to get it all in here because we are pop culture stars. We really are. So now, Todd, you have been very quiet. Speak up. This is call.
I know. I'm tracking on the Hollow Moon routine. I know all about NASA recording it. The sound, the ringing sound of a large hollow item. I just, you know, I don't. Oh man, I just. At this point, I'm beginning to wonder if we should go ahead and apologize to Hunter up front because we know how we are. Hunter, be prepared. We can grab a tangent and run with it in any given moment.
Yeah.
At that.
All he wanted to do is talk about paranormal once we started talking about that.
Good to go. You're in a good place, but I am going to do a bit of a PSA right here, right now.
Public service reminder,
this Sunday is Mother's Day. Mm. And if you haven't gotten that gift for the mother, for the wife, for, you know, all those that it applies to, get on it. Because the longer you wait, the higher the delivery costs are. Says Todd, as I'm sitting here placing an order on 1-800-Flowers.com online. Yes, I'm doing that right now for the wife. I already did the one for mom. I got that one done. Why bring up the gift for mom? I had gone ahead and ordered one of those edible arrangements for her, which is pretty cool. Dave knows where that edible arrangements place there is in Jacksonville. Just right down the road from where the wife lives. I was talking with some buddies outside on the smoke deck there at work, and I mentioned that edible arrangement thing, and one of my wonderful workmates made a key point. He said, did you know that the Amish are edible arrangements for cannibals because they are non-GMO?
They're non-GMO?
They are non-GMO. The Amish are edible arrangements for cannibals. I was like, oh, God, Toby.
Todd, did you really say that? Oh, my God.
True conversation out there on the smoke deck. You don't even want to know where it went. The conversation went downhill from there, if that's possible.
Well, that's about standard, but that's okay. That's why we do every week. That's why we have so many listeners. They listen to this stuff, and they love it. Thank you, listeners, every one of you on iTunes. We appreciate you and VOC Nation. Lord, what would we do if we weren't live on VOC Nation? But honestly, thank you, everybody, for listening to this. But Todd, you're right. We'll all have to.
I got a really awesome game. You buy your wife a Bigfoot book that's called Penetration. That'll score.
Jesus, Dave. Okay. You're going to talk about what I just said.
No, Dave, that's a book about alien.
Alien.
Alien
ESP. Probing.
It's alien ESP. I mean, my God, we got Anna Nicole. We haven't mentioned Anna Nicole. Who's getting her the present this year? Do I have to do it again? I'd be glad to.
Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah.
Female Bigfoot that keeps appearing in South Carolina. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Listen, y'all.
The one that forgets to shave and use Nair.
Okay.
Which is why I love the yellow direction.
Hunter, don't you know we had an episode one time, and I claim that the best conspiracy theory I know is that Anna Nicole, that was a body double that was killed, and the real Anna Nicole lives up in North Myrtle Beach.
Get out of Dodge.
I'm not joking.
That's what we said. That's exactly what we said. Get out of Dodge.
I know it. I didn't believe. I refuse. Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, Hunter, this is Terry. You in trouble now because you're in my hometown now. We're gonna go up North Myrtle Beach here in a day or two. We'll see if we can find her, okay?
I'm down with it.
I figured you would. I mean, yeah, this is what we do all the time, but we love it. And I gotta thank everybody. We're having such a marvelous run here. It's like, you know, this is the most irreplaceable podcast. There is nothing like this. Papa Stroh's on Thursday night, WCW Retro, professional and awesome. Ours is just nuts. So,
oh, yeah, brother.
And you just don't know what may happen. Anna Nicole always – we always have to mention Anna Nicole. We always have to mention Bigfoot, UFOs. Because if we don't, it just wouldn't be the same. We're on 4 years with this stuff now. But anyway, so Hunter, you're a football player. You've done baseball. You've done all this other stuff. Now, what is your goal as a professional athlete? Because we're gonna try to give you the best advice we can. And we'll try to help. I'm here in Myrtle Beach, so I'll try to help you a little bit I can. I'll make sure you don't get thrown over the edge and into the pond at the Bay Dolphin. That would be a good thing. So, what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to do when you grow up? Yeah, we always have to talk about it. You see, if we talk about Anna Nicole, we always have to talk about the gay dolphin. I mean, it just goes hand in hand.
Well, I mean, my goal is to, you know, eventually I want to move into coaching, you know. But I want to do this as long as I can, for as long as I can, because, you know, any day it could end. You know, you never know when your last day is. That's why my passion with everything that I do in life is so exuberated. You know, because I live my life to the fullest every day. I got a tattoo on my chest that says Carpe Diem in Latin. It's seize the day. And if you get to know me a little bit, everybody knows that I seize every day. I seize every second. I take any opportunity to make somebody laugh, even if it makes myself look dumb sometimes. I do it so other people can laugh because I know I'm very intelligent. I know how, you know, I know that I don't have to prove that to nobody.
Okay. Well, as long as you'll wear a big shirt, Bigfoot T-shirt with me, you're fine. Yep.
Heck,
I think
I'm
had
down,
one on.
Sure.
First time I met you, I was wearing a She Squatchers Bigfoot shirt. Sure. Oh, by the way, Papa Stroh. Yeah, the She Squatchers. They're Papa Stroh. Jen, Jenna, and Tammy said they cannot wait to see you at the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. They are really looking forward to seeing you. You're gonna get three hugs.
Oh, She Squatters. Wow. When is this Georgia thing again?
October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Yeah, and it's in Clayton, Georgia.
Right.
And Angelia and Dale will be there. Matt will be there. The She Squatchers will be there. I will be there. Bigfoot will be there.
Check.
New friend
I'm
that
coming.
You. Yep, and a new
Why
friend
that
we've
surprise
got.
Me?
What?
That Bigfoot will be there.
Sure, he'll be there. Tori Martin, the producer from Nashville, will be there. We're going to have Matt, when I told Matt this morning who all was coming to Georgia, he said, John, there'll be no time for me to talk. I said, exactly. And he laughed. But no, it's going to be a lot of fun. Matt,
yeah, because
taking people
if
out.
There, he'll be doing all the talking, right? I get it.
He'll be great, and it'll be a lot of fun. We got you gotta love Bigfoot, so yeah. And Dave, are you gonna try to come to Georgia Bigfoot
someday? Else. If I ever get to see Bigfoot, then I'd go see him.
Remember, you gotta have your glow sticks. Don't worry about any firearms. Don't worry about any type of bladed instruments to defend yourself. As long as
those
you have
Reese's
a glow
Pieces
stick.
In case he gets, needs,
yes.
you know, wants dessert.
Dang,
you will.
You need
to survive.
You need to be selling glow sticks at your table.
I'll
glow
be down.
Sticks.
Glow sticks, yeah. That's, hey. That's what you carry in the woods when you go look for Bigfoot. You break them and they glow.
I want a purple
and then
one.
Bigfoot walks up to him because he or she or it is attracted to
John,
glow sticks.
Have you been dipping? Have you been double dipping in the lizard juice again?
No. I need
Lord.
To. I will after the show.
Glow sticks. Lord,
yep, and we will have lizard juice at Lizard Man Festival. That was good last year.
Uh-oh.
No, it was green Hawaiian.
I don't know. You guys say
and ginger
you
ale.
You guys say glow sticks, and all I can think about is damn space balls.
Yeah, space balls.
Todd.
Lizard juice and space balls. What a combination.
Well, I know.
Sounds like a Friday night for me.
Mm.
Oh,
all
my
I need
God.
Is the
oh,
Green Hornet. All I need is the Green Hornet from the Euro trip, and we're all set.
Right?
That's exactly right. Well, now,
holy
Friday night, now, Hunter, what time do you guys get done with, because Papa Stro, I hadn't told you this. On Friday night at Lizard Man, May 31st, we are going to have the Dewey Bass Band, and they will be doing an Elvis tribute.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Elvis tribute.
Oh,
we're going
wonderful.
To have Lizard Man, Lizard Juice. We're going to have my buddy Eric Colley. He's got all these telescopes. He's going to have them set up so that we can, you know, watch the stars. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to have Lizard Man's not going to happen unless it's going to be fun. But no, it's going to be great. And
watching the stars.
Yes.
So does Lizard Man fly now? Or is that?
Thank you, great. Hey, Dr. John, you were going to ask Hunter a question just to put you back on track.
I can't remember. I was already thinking about the lizard juice, man. I don't know.
Sorry, Hunter, I tried.
It was the lizard juice that got Michael Jackson in trouble.
Michael Jackson was in Cuba with Tupac.
No, he's in Dubai. That's the word. Yep, that's the word.
Michael Jackson's in Cuba with Tupac.
Yeah.
I like it.
They're in Gangsta Paradise.
Right.
Yeah. They're in some kind of paradise.
Well, let me ask a question. I have seen in the pop culture news that Michael Jackson has a son. Then I've seen that he has a daughter. Which one?
Blanket
both.
Chief.
Yeah, he's got two sons and a daughter.
Yeah, one's named Blanket.
Yeah, that's the
Blanket
one he's
Jackson,
trying
Blanket.
To dangle. Yeah, dangle
that was
over
the
balcony. Yeah.
He was showing everybody his kid, like, I made this. Look what I made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genius.
Blanket. Right?
Brady, don't kick us off the air, please.
The next rising star, Blanket.
Wow.
He does that and gets away with it. I tear up my kid's tail in Target, and I get thrown out of the building. It never fails, you know. It's
2019. He was just getting a head start.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't it be cool if he had a song come out called Pigs in the Blanket? That'd be great, man.
That might have happened. We're not going to exploit that. That's just leave it be.
Leave it to your imagination, right?
Yes.
No, gosh.
Dave,
wow.
You sent me a picture.
Y'all
go ahead.
I'm going to say, you guys are
I'm
getting
stunned.
On me about my GMO comment.
I just got a picture of Bigfoot. Dave, why'd you send me
that
picture
a long
Bigfoot?
Time ago?
Did you get that, the autographed copy?
Oh, it's an autographed copy? Cool, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah.
From Bigfoot?
Yeah, for those of you who can't see on the podcast here, I text Dr. John an autographed picture of Bigfoot, and it's authentic. Why? Because it comes with a certificate of authenticity.
And I'm right.
That's right.
And I was waiting, but I was going to tell you, for Christmas, I've got an autographed copy of the Bible I was going to give you for Christmas. So cat's out of the bag, but nevertheless, trying to look
who's
over
it. Who's the autograph by Marshall Masters or something? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's signed by all of them.
Okay.
Hey, nice.
Oh,
hey,
nice. I'll tell you what we have got to do. We have got to do a Facebook Live Christmas show. We have to. I mean, everybody's got to see what this is like when we get together. It's like the real reason I was panicking because the system wasn't working is I didn't want to miss the show. This is the most fun I have all week.
He's already thinking about Christmas, man. It's like, what, May?
Maybe we can do a Labor Day show or something or whatever. Yeah. We ought to do a Facebook Live show. I think that'd be fun. Pop Stro, you're the master of Facebook Live. Yeah. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And at the end, Bigfoot can walk in.
Good God, Dave.
Would it be Bigfoot or Chewbacca, man? Those millennials, Chewbacca these days. Yeah, man. God rest his soul, Chewbacca, man. For real.
Dave,
I didn't realize he had died until the other day on Facebook.
Yeah.
Dr. John is talking about Christmas before Mother's Day. Dr. John is talking about Christmas before Mother's Day.
Listen, I'm working on the Bigfoot Christmas special as we speak. And it takes time. Papa Stro, now you know how much time it takes to get stuff planned. I mean, I got this Bigfoot Christmas thing we're going to try to do, and we're going to try to redo The Night Before Comic-Con Christmas, starring my favorite wrestler, if we can get this thing worked out. And it's in the works, and I'm trying to make it happen. And, it's like you got to do it now. I mean, I'm about ready to try to get the Spring Georgia Bigfoot Conference ready to go again. It's just what you have to do.
Yeah, what if Santa Claus ended up being Bigfoot riding the reindeer around at night? All that hair.
You're the only Santa Claus ever for the night before Comic-Con Christmas.
Oh, Lord.
That was the funniest thing. We're in Wilmington. And so Papa Stro, I think it's the first time. All right, Stro, don't get mad at me. But I think this is the first time that you really got mad at me because I said, you're going to narrate this thing. And then you saw the panels and you said, well, what am I supposed to say? I said, just narrate The Night Before Christmas by Clement Moore. And I had you a copy and you said, no. I said, yeah. Listen, you're like truly one of the best people in front of a crowd. So what happens is Stro gets up there on the stage, and we got all this comic book stuff floating around all over these television screens there at Grace on 2nd in Wilmington. And I knew that for a moment he had to figure out what he was going to do, and then the evil Papa Stro showed up. And it was the best thing I ever saw. He was the evil Papa Stro narrating The Night Before Christmas with all this comic book stuff. And then there was some dude – some bald dude was just started laughing hysterically. And Papa Stro looks at him, points, said, and Baldy, you can shut up too. And the place went blurry. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. The guy was surprised and then he laughed. And it was truly, I've still got the recordings. It was truly one of the greatest moments in theatrical history. The Night Before Comic-Con Christmas, starring the only one that it could star as Papa Stro. So yeah, we'll, okay, I'll let the cat out of the bag. We'll have to have someone bald there, Papa Stro. Oh.
Or Tony Clifton, either way, you know what I mean? Remember Tony Clifton?
Tony Clifton?
Papa Stro.
Yeah, Andy Kaufman's alter ego.
Oh,
I wear a bald cap.
Ballry.
Oh my Lord, you talk about just.
I got the chicken from Kentucky Fried. Yep, that's him.
No, that's what the Congress says.
The Congress? What kind of Congress? The
Don't you remember
plantation
the
Congress?
Day before yesterday, they put the barrel of chicken in the witness seat for Attorney General Barr because they said he was too chicken to show up. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That was.
I like it. The
beyond.
All right, guys. I was almost an HR incident today at work. Just thought I'd throw this out there. Go ahead and one of the Todd tangents, if you will. So one of our guys, he had this very springtime, light-colored, pre-Memorial Day suit on. And all I could think of was him and damn Fantasy Island. You know, he looked like, you know, he was a cross between, what's his old boy, Ricardo Montalban, and doggone Colonel Sanders with his suit on and that light colored suit jacket. And I got this West End Bowman guy that works with me. And I told the short Cambodian guy that he needed to go swim next to that guy, Sheldon, and say, "Be playing, boss, be playing." And, you can tell the generational gap because the folks that understood the reference laughed their ass off, and those that didn't understand it went, "What?" Sure enough.
What'd you tell them to do, grow up?
they said I was an HR incident waiting to happen.
That's like Joe Biden telling that one dude one time. He's talking to the crowd, and he's telling this one dude to stand up, and he was in a wheelchair. Come on, man, stand up. Oh, I'm sorry.
I remember that. Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, yeah, Joe Biden.
Old Papa Joe.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Now there's a class act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're beating him up already.
I seen.
I think he's betting some of the other ones.
Yeah, they said that he was going to be the one to save the world, and then he gets in there, and everybody on the left starts bashing him, and I'm kind of standing there with that whole Patrick Stewart meme thing going on, like, what the hell? You know,
they all say they're going to help us. Who's going to help them, man? They need all the help they can get. They need more help than we do.
They can hire
them. They're trying so hard to get Bernie in there and, you know, Mr. Free. And, you know, they put Biden on there first thing out of his mouth. Nobody cares about your damn Biden. I mean, they're already. But, of course, while they're doing that, Trump's sitting down there having him a drink, running the country. And oddly enough, jobs are up, collusion's down. And
collusion.
I mean,
collusion.
And them poor guys at CNN, they have to wear Depends on the air in case an accident happens at any moment.
I'll never get election night when Trump won the election. And this lady just lost her. She just got triggered and lost her stuff, right? She just threw her papers up in the air and said, "Welcome to hell."
Yeah.
Oh man, hilarious.
Yeah, the Dow shot up 8,000 points, and you know unemployment's a thing in the past, and you know terrorism's been near to nothing, and yeah, the guy's doing an awful job. They're right. I mean. Wow. I mean, just shut up and give a guy some creds. He might not be the greatest president, but things are doing a whole hell of a lot better now.
I agree. I think he's getting it done. I think he's getting it done the way it's supposed to be done.
Well, so do I. I mean, he can probably thicken his skin a little bit and get off of that damn Twitter. But outside of that,
I don't have to like it.
I love it. You know what? That makes him so mad. Every time he gets on Twitter, it makes him so mad. But it's great because he just gets on their nerves. They just lose their mind. Those people just like. It's hilarious.
everything they throw at them, it doesn't stick. And yeah. And I mean, this whole stuff with the whole Russian thing, you know, and I'm not going to get far on a tangent. You know how I can get, you can start playing the music in the background while I talk, but you know, how soon we forget that the Clinton administration, or the Clinton Foundation, better yet, received a ton of money from rogue states in the Middle East to fund Hillary's campaign. So
the only
again,
cool Clinton out there is George Clinton, by God.
That's true. I'm with
you on
Bill's
that. Pretty cool.
Who?
Yeah, Bill.
Bill?
I smoke my cigars. But, yeah, it's one of those things
oh, mercy.
Where it just kind of blows my mind how everything after all this taxpayer money and effort and resources and time and just attention. There's so much going on in the world, and we're so busy talking about him rubbing butts with a Russian.
Russians.
You know, we're so ate up with that, and nothing was found. So you jump up and down, you hold your breath, and you go, no, 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 there has to be something. Hey, Bill did something in the Oval Office. It was substantiated. He was acquitted.
He got paid under the table.
Literally.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Trump could like cure cancer. He can walk on water and all that, and people still be like hating him.
But,
you know what I mean?
But from what I understand, he doesn't tip. Okay, we'll leave that one alone. But
yeah, I mean, now they're complaining about him giving a war to Tiger Woods. You see that?
Really?
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Oh, for God's sake.
Listen, I mean, the guy did something great. He showed that he could come back and do it. And anybody that can do that gets an award. That's great.
Yeah, I love Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after your wife's wrapped a 9-iron around your head 2 or 3 times. Most guys can't get up and walk from that, but I mean, I'll hand it to Tiger. It took him 15 years to get over it, but by God, because I still say a lot happened. You know how they always say that 90% of the iceberg is below the surface of the water? We know the part when he was getting the hell out of the driveway and driving down the road and hit the tree and she was chasing him. I can tell you why he hit the tree.
Well, I don't blame him. I'd be running too if she came after me like that.
Yeah. He wasn't drunk. He wasn't scared. He wasn't distracted. That bell had gotten rung. And you know, if this guy's the greatest golfer in the world, what does he have laying around the house? Golf clubs. Okay. So he must have really gotten her crawl. And she wasn't selective. She didn't take time to go get the driver and pull a little sock off it, man. She went straight for that 9-iron and wrapped that thing around his nugget 2 or 3 times. So by the time he managed to get out there,
nugget.
By the time he got out there in that truck, it was all he could do to put the keys in the damn steering column and crank that thing up. So, and you know,
it sounds so much more painful the way you say it, Dave. The way you like telling the story.
Well, I mean, for crying out loud, a golf club. I mean, wow. You know, top 5 things I don't want to get hit with. A golf club's one of them. And,
right.
You know, a couple of years ago, he was in a conference, in a press conference, and his front 4 teeth fell.
You said
forward.
Coma. Like, good Lord.
No, he was close to that. But he actually has a bridge in his front 4 teeth, right? And I stopped and I saw that, you know, they were talking about how he pushed them back, you know, he pushed them back in with his tongue real quick when they slipped, and everybody saw it on the interview, and I'm going, uh-huh, that is what happened. She
that
took
that
9-iron out that bag. Yep, that
well,
was
the
9-iron.
Well, you got to give Tiger a little bit of credit. At his age, it's good to know that the woman can still make his putter flutter.
Yes. Yes. God bless him. He won the Masters and reignited the flame, and we'll see what he does from here. But for crying out loud, why does everybody have to politicize every little thing these days? And it was just like when he served the fast food for Clemson winning the national championship, and they were all bashing him. And I'm going, I have yet to meet one guy, one college athlete who ain't willing to pound down a damn Big Mac.
And that's what they requested. They requested that food.
Exactly. You know, and the guy opens up the White House and orders all of this chow. And I'm here to tell you, they could have served those guys filet mignon, and somebody would have jumped up and screamed, "Oh, those poor cows! How dare he!" No matter what the guy does,
go green.
When he, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no! You know what the argument would have been, Dave? It would have been that they were black Angus.
It's a racial thing. Good call. Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, that guy could.
Good thing they didn't have any ice cream.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's something to behold. You know what I mean? And you know, he saves a dozen drowning children, and they'll still say, "Hey, he didn't perform CPR correctly," or something like that. I mean, there's. It just blows my mind. Just, you know, stop and look around you. And like I said, when you look at your 401k and it's a lot bigger than what it was 3 years ago, shut up. When you have a job now that you didn't have 3 years ago.
I think Chris Rock said it best. He said, with some people, why didn't they come out and support Hillary like you did Obama? And he said, well, because you got a 70-year-old white woman running for president. That's just like replacing Patrick Ewing or Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big difference.
God almighty.
Okay. Brady, keep us on. Yeah. Keep us on. Don't cancel the show, Brady.
So tell me, I got to ask this. Does Bigfoot get laid or what? I mean, what's the deal with Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Is he a virgin or what? Is he a virgin?
No,
or, I mean,
I don't think he is.
I wouldn't think so, right? I mean, I know he should be hit with all the girls.
He's the king of the forest.
I don't know what preference is Bigfoot. He may swing the fence before I know. I don't know, man.
I think Bigfoot's a good guy, and he just keeps to himself. And
like
the story will come out one day. I'm trying to get permission to write it, because if I told you the story that I know, you would take one look at me and say you're crazy. You need to go fight Ric Flair, and you'd walk away. That's what you'd say if I told you. If I told you the real story, because I think I know it, you would.
I already did wrestle Ric Flair. So go ahead.
No, me.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Woo! That's right.
So you're trying to say Bigfoot? You're trying to say Bigfoot's a pimp? Is that true?
I think Bigfoot's my Uncle Steve that got lost one day. He's hairy.
Yeah.
No, what?
I don't know how he sees all the hair in his face, man. He must have
Bigfoot
some kind of peripheral vision.
Well, speaking of Bigfoot, all I got to say is Goon Goo Goo. See who remembers that one.
What?
Goonie Goo Goo. Come on, Eddie Murphy. Gus, your wife is a Bigfoot.
I don't remember that.
Hey, that could happen.
Oh man. The old Eddie Murphy HBO special.
Because who's to say Bigfoot isn't a female? We haven't really determined if it's a male or female, right? Species. So
they're both. They're
you know, yeah, could be, they could be asexual like the lizard.
Interesting. That means we're going to have to build another bathroom.
I'm not holding his leg up.
Way
to go, Bigfoot. Nice shooting, Tech.
So Lizard Man has to have his own bath. Okay, great. Brady.
So he lays eggs? Is that it?
Nah, something. It's Brady,
okay.
Don't be listening to the show.
There's an interesting point. Does a Bigfoot give live birth, or does it lay eggs? Does it have the platypus effect?
No, it gives live birth. It gives live birth.
Yeah.
Live birth.
Okay,
oh, man.
Do we do one at a time, or do we, like, crack them off in a litter?
One at a time.
Wait, I want to know if it comes out bald or hairy.
That's a good question.
Very good question. Yeah, because I know my kids came out like little Ewoks.
That's awesome. Does Bigfoot have Krampuses every now and then?
Ah, that's right.
Jeez.
I'm the only one that supports the Krampus.
Krampus is coming. If he had Krampuses.
No.
Krampus coming December 2nd in Charleston. But what more can I say?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Krampuses.
Spooktacular.
Well, you know what? It just occurred to me. They got those, like, animal cracker things. Why don't we market, like, cryptozoology-type critters as crackers? You know, Bigfoot, Lizard Man, Loch Ness Monster, stuff like that.
That'd be great.
Just a thought.
And Casper, the friendly ghost. Yep.
I bet they taste good.
Well, they would. We put glaze on them. Put bourbon glaze
on
them.
So you've seen
them.
Casper, too, right, Dr. John?
I have not seen
Casper. The friendly ghost? Oh, okay.
No, I have not.
okay.
No, I think Casper lives in a different world, I think.
I'd say.
Oh, I think Casper does. He definitely lives in
a much different world.
Much different
I believe
world.
It's a much different world. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. We're talking about the same thing. You got it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, if they ever actually find a Bigfoot, this show is just like screwed.
Not at all. I'll get Bigfoot on here for an interview.
Well, there'll be a percentage of us that'll say, "I told you so," and then there'll be another one. I won't mention his name. But his initials are Dave Atwell. He'll be going like, damn.
Yeah. That'll be a rather large hairy crow I have to eat. That's
hairy crow?
Yeah. But, of course, we move on to the abominable snowman.
Unlike that's Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, he's the bomb of snowman.
Oh, nah, the bomb of snowman, nice. We are
if you go
so
to Walmart in wintertime, you will find the abdominal snowman. They're usually riding around in little carts.
Yeah.
Yeah, better work. Have you seen him? He's a scarecrow.
Ah.
Oh, no.
I'm under attack again. I'm sorry for the feedback, Thelma.
Sorry.
There we go. Sounds of freedom.
Heck, we can recreate the whole Wizard of Oz right here. It'd be great.
We could.
Yes, I'm down. I'll be Dorothy.
All right.
I hope not.
I'm sure Dorothy would love that.
All right, yeah, Papa Stroh, who are you? Papa Stroh, who are you?
In, man.
I'm the weirdest one of them. I'm Oz, baby. I'm that little guy manipulating everything, you know.
Okay, all right.
Kind of like Spaceballs and yogurt.
Yep. So who's Dave?
I would have to be the Tin Man because I have no heart.
Ouch.
The ominous
Tin Man with a cigar.
Not to mention the fact all the stiff joints and everything else. So, yeah, that would fall in just right.
All right, Todd, who are you?
I suspect that y'all are going to accuse me of being a scarecrow.
No.
Because you're thin, right?
You're thin.
I was waiting for you to go with one of the winged monkeys, you know?
Hey, Scarecrow's okay. One heck of a dancer, though. That dude could jam.
Yeah, he could. Ray Bolger was the man. Okay, so who is Liz? I guess Liz is going to be the lion.
But she got cool with
somehow or other that would fit.
Yeah,
she got cool with you. She got cool with you.
No, seriously, not in a bad way. If you think about it, some of the things that you know that she was so honest about on air and stuff like that. And, hey, are we allowed to talk about the good news for her?
Let's wait.
Or are we
going to
keep that
week?
Quiet?
Let's wait till
okay.
Next week.
Okay.
She's got some phenomenally good news, and I think that's great. I mean,
absolutely.
It can't,
yeah,
it can't happen to a nicer person. I mean, did I tell you guys the story of the first time I met Liz? She bought me lunch. I mean, what a nice person. Liz, honey, I hope you're listening. You are such a nice person. We love you so much.
Yeah,
we just love you
honey,
so much.
Honey, we know you're all heart. We do.
Hunter, you got to meet Liz. She is the bomb. I mean, she's crazy.
And here we are. And here we are calling her a lion. That's wonderful.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
Yeah. Of course not.
Not by any means.
And I guess that leaves me with being the Tin Man.
Dave's
the Tin Man. She's the Lion. Todd's the Scarecrow. Stroh is the Wizard. Hunter is Dorothy.
Wizard.
So what does that make me?
I'm Oz. I ain't freaking Wizard.
Yeah. Well, the
you're
right.
The Wicked Witch, baby.
That's
what?
Right.
You are the Wicked Witch.
I am the Wicked Witch. That's right. I knew that was coming. That's why I tried to rabbit out to the Tin Man
and
talk about tin.
And you could have all Bigfoots around it, just like the witch had all the monkeys. You could have all the Bigfoots hanging around.
The Bigfoot lizard man.
That's exactly right.
Freaking great.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to.
Welcome to our tangent.
I think, you know what? I think Liz should be the freaking good witch in the bubble. You know what I mean?
Glenda.
Oh, that would be good too.
Yeah, because she has all that sparkle, just like Liz does. Mentioned, like those
exactly.
Sparkle glitter all everybody.
Yeah, she has the ruby
good.
Oh my goodness,
brought out the best in all of us.
Then she can ask John, "Are you a good witch or a bad witch?"
Boy, if anyone asks me the good or bad question, this week I'm the bad guy, okay? So I'm the bad guy this week. So
you
forget about me.
I have watched that movie in years. I mean, I hadn't seen that movie since I was a kid, right? So I was cruising in Walmart about a year or two ago, and they had it like the damn $3 bin. So I said, hey, Wizard of Oz, I ain't seen this in years. So I pick it up for $3. Hey, I go home and watch it. I'm standing there scratching my head. I'm like, my God, this has got to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I am never going to get this 2 hours back. And,
really?
Yeah. I'll get you, little Dorothy, and your little dog.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I still to this day, though, I just scratched my head. I'm going, well, I guess I had to be there for it, you know, because it just doesn't do anything for me.
Wait a minute. Now, did you try watching it while turning on Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon?
Oh, no, I was sober. That might have been the problem. I was sober when I watched it, but...
You know what? Yo,
that's always the problem.
I'm going to be the twister. I'm going to be the tornado that, like, takes Dorothy from Kansas.
Yeah. I'll get your dog. I'll get your dog. You know, when you're driving from North Carolina into South Carolina via Highway 17, and we've all made that trip, I don't know how many times, with where we stay and all, but that stretch of road on 17 between Shallotte and the South Carolina state line, I often consider that the black and white portion of Wizard of Oz, because the minute you hit the South Carolina state line, all of a sudden everything just becomes color and it's so vibrant and it's like, wow, what a fun place. And whenever leaving Myrtle Beach and you're driving back to North Carolina, the minute you hit that state line, it's like back to black and white. Wah, wah, wah.
Just think, man, you get to wear those ruby slippers and just tap your heel and say, no place like home, and just take you back to Kansas. Great.
If I had it my way, I'd be watching Pelican baseball every night of the week.
I caught a home run ball down the first night I went.
All right, this is getting better.
Just follow the yellow brick road.
I'm getting the vibe now. I'm going to see if we can't do the Christmas special at the George Washington House in Camden, and we will have the most amazing guest stars. Oh my goodness, yeah, I can see it now, and it'll be great. Yeah, it will be. It'll be something else. So, this has been so fun. This is great. Are we? Yeah, yeah. Papa Stroh knows about me in Camden, don't you, Papa Stroh?
Yeah, I was watching Footloose, man. All those creatures coming after me. Like Kevin Bacon.
We can't talk about that one. That was the worst.
Yeah, John Lithgow and everybody was there.
Yeah, they were all there. So, well, Hunter, do you have anything else that you want to tell us?
Not right off the top. I'm glad you guys invited me on. I enjoyed it. I can't wait to meet you guys in person, and you get to see how goofy I really am. I love it.
He's cool.
I love every part of it tonight.
Awesome.
Well,
yeah, we're happy to have you on.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I think you will like the crowd. You'll be surprised what the crowd looks like, but I think you'll like the crowd. They're pretty interesting. I mean,
don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, Hunter. I'm always surprised. So.
Oh, God. Papa Stroh. Well, all right. So here's what we do. This is what I learned from Papa Stroh. To end our show, we go around, and what are you going to plug that's coming up with you or that you like for next week? And also, we have not forgotten. He is not anything. Is Justin still here with us? Justin's still here with us. So everybody gets a plug. I'm going to go plugs with – I always like to start with Todd, because Todd always plugs somebody up there in Indianapolis, and I think that's marvelous.
All right. Man, it's been a hell of a week, so – I'm trying to figure out how I can do this securely without giving away too many things. I tell you what, our RMT, straight up, I'm going to talk about our remediation team for the United States Marine Corps and the ICFIS team, their compliance for financial stuff. They are such a joy to work with, and they are part of the blessings in my life. So, and I know if I mention names, I'm gonna jack it up. I'm gonna limit the names to the RMT team because I know I won't remember all the names for the Ecofist team. So, Julia Smell, Alicia Minnick, Buki, Sarah Pascal, you moved on. We're going to miss you. You guys in my Ecofist team, you guys are the stinking best. We wouldn't be getting through the challenges that we're getting through without you. So all those folks that are dealing with all these things for the Marine Corps that are such a huge help, big thanks. I know it didn't mean anything
thanks.
To you guys' team, but if they hear it, they'll get it.
Well, if they hear it, they'll get it, and thank you. You know what? I've known you long enough to know that they're lucky to work with you, and that's a fact. So that is a wonderful thing, and that was a great a plug. Dave Atwell, what have you plugged?
Hey, I just want to give everybody a thanks for all the birthday wishes last week. Meant the world to me. And as I stated last week, that if you take a moment and stop and look around, you notice not only the quantity of friends that you have, but the quality of the friends. And so I am lucky enough to have a quantity and a quality of people that that appreciate me, and I appreciate them right on back. So all the birthday wishes meant the world to me, and makes getting older a whole hell of a lot easier. But no, I appreciate it. Appreciate the roast last week, and here's to another 365 days on that slow crawl to hitting the 50 mark. So that'll be that. Want to move up to a new group. But yeah, it was a great week. I enjoyed it. And as I always say, you know, I celebrate birth week now, and it's funny, in that birth week, it includes my birthday, Cinco de Mayo, Star Wars Day, the day that Hitler got done in, and the day that Bin Laden got done in. So, yeah, one hell of a week to celebrate on, so why not, you know? But I appreciate everybody saying happy birthday and everything, and I appreciate you guys too, man. You guys rock. Look forward to this every Wednesday night. So thanks again.
We made it happen. All right. Justin, what do you have to plug tonight?
Tonight was a good show. Just as usual. Good to hear everybody's doing well and all that. And just got to keep on working, and I'll be a regular on Wednesday nights. Yeah, that's all I got going.
Well, good. We're
thanks
glad
for,
to have you here.
Thanks for having me
we,
on again.
We absolutely appreciate you. Hunter, what you got going
yeah.
on this next week?
Just living life, seeing what kind of troubles I can get down here at the beach. I don't got nothing, just working, trying to get myself up together down here, get myself established. I want to give a shout out to my Carolina Cowboys. Everybody can follow us on Facebook, Carolina Cowboys with a Z. Also, you can follow me on Twitter because I'm a character on there. At the real Roach 17. I try to keep up to date, man. Believe it or not, I got a lot of fans. You might not believe it sometimes, but God, I'm just hilarious. I'm a hilarious dude, and I'm easy to talk to. One of my big points is if anybody ever needs anybody to talk to, you know, you my line's always open, and I know a little bit about a lot. So, and I appreciate you guys having me on the show, and I'm looking forward to all the adventures this summer and beyond.
Good. And we'll see you June 1st at Lizard Man Festival.
Right on.
Bishopville, South Carolina. That'll be great. Looking forward to it. And all that. The one and only Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. What have you got to plug?
Somebody having a speech impairment or something? What's going on? What was the noise?
Okay. Sound
like Tourette's. Oh, goodness. All right. All right. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, WCW Retro, right here on VOCNation.com. This Saturday, I'll be at the BCW Salvation, being held at Knightsville United Methodist Church in Somerville, South Carolina, 4 p.m. bell time. For more information, just look up Battleground Championship Wrestling on Facebook.com. Just type in the search Battleground Championship Wrestling to find their page. I'll be on set this weekend for an upcoming teaser trailer that'll be airing soon. Also for a feature horror film that I'll be in. I'll definitely let you guys know more on the info as soon as I get it. Also, that along with two other film projects I'll be working on this summer as well. I'll be filling everybody in as soon as I get more info on that. For all the latest on television, wrestling, and film, go to and merchandise, which I'm releasing new merchandise tonight, the new logo, for all ages, including pets. Go to my official website, thestro.com, thestro.com, merchandise. Just click on the merchandise link. Facebook, Twitter, just look for me, Papa Stro, on either one, as well as you subscribe to our YouTube channel at Stro Maestro and on Patreon at patreon.com/PapaStro. And it's great to be back with you guys. It was a lot of fun tonight.
It's always good to have you, Papa Stro. I'm now standing up in honor of our guest and our great hosts, and we know Liz will be around with us next week. So I want to thank everyone for being here, and sorry we had a late start with Pop Culture Stars, but the correct link is up. Everybody can hear it. Thank you, Brady Hicks, VOC Nation. My plug, most important plug of my life for the next 28 days is the Lizard Man Festival. June 1st is the big day, and of course, May 31st. It's going to be a lot of fun. Papa Stro will be there. Hopefully Dave will be there. Hopefully Hunter will be there. We're going to have a lot of fun. Robin Haynes will be there. She and Matt Delf are our featured speakers for cryptids. I'll be doing the history of the Lizard Man, and it's going to be a blast. And Friday night we've got the Elvis tribute with the Bass Band. So I hope everyone can make it out to Lizard Man Festival, the South Carolina Button Museum, 53 Joe Doherty Road. I'm making sure I get it right. 53 Joe Doherty Road, Bishopville, South Carolina. So please be with us, and we'll see you next week. Now, tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., I will come hanging out with Papa Stro at WCW Retro, and then we will be there at 11 p.m. for ScaryCast. And then we have a special Paranormal Down Under Friday night with we got a couple of incredible guests from Australia. They've just put out the journal, Cryptozoological Studies. Jackson Samael will be there with me. Matt Delf will be there. I will be there. We'll be in the thick of things for cryptozoology. So that's Friday night, 11 p.m. on Paranormal Down Under. You can find it on the ScaryCast page. Tomorrow night, of course, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. I'll say hello at 9:30, and 11 p.m. we will have ScaryCast. So a lot of great things happening, and enjoy. Thank you. Thank you to my great panelists. Thank you for our guests. And
Dr. John, got to throw in the Mother's Day stuff, brother.
What?
We got to throw in the Mother's Day stuff. Let us not fail
happy
there.
Mother's Day, everybody.
I'm going to throw in I got to throw in there for Phil, my mom, and clearly for Yuki, the mother of my children. And you guys, I expect you all to give some quick love out there. Give some love.
We'll give some love.
Absolutely.
Mom.
You know, Absolutely. Got my mom that I managed to go see on my birthday, remind her all the pain she went through 49 years ago. And then, of course, my lovely wife, Dale, who had to deal with me being the absentee dad, always at work. But, no, happy Mom's Day to all the moms out there. And just because you're called a mother does not mean you are a mother. Keep that in mind.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers in the world, my mother included, and everybody that's a mother that works hard to be a mother each and every single day and night. Much love to you all. You all are the beauty of our world, and we love you very much.
Thank you, guys. Our guests, Justin, do you have a Mother's Day wish?
Oh, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Yeah, that's all I got. Happy Mother's Day. That's all I got.
Hunter, what you got?
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Vicky Carty. That's my mom. She's super proud of me. And my mom thinks I'm pretty, even if nobody else does. So she's my favorite.
All right. Nice.
God, we got to pay her. Hunter, we got to pay her for that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's great. That's wonderful. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to my sweet little aunt, whom you all know. We've talked about her. And happy Mother's Day to my mom, who watches over me. Without her, I couldn't make it. So thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Mother's Day. Happy 4th of July. Happy everything. We'll see you next week, 9 p.m., on the coolest place on VSC Nation, other than WCW Retro and other than In the Room. It is nothing else other than pop culture stars. We'll see you guys next week.
Big hugs, group.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming on, Hunter.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed it.
And this is you.